Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today for this month's Community Call to Action. My name is Amanda, and I'm the events coordinator for Shamanism Without Borders, a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice, supporting shamanic practitioners who tend to natural disasters, acts of terrorism, war, pollution, and anything that causes disruption and suffering to humanity, to the animal and plant life, and to Earth's delicate biosystem. For more information about Shamanism Without Borders, please visit shamanicpractice.org/SWB. So for today's tending, we're gonna go ahead and keep our video sharing feature off. And once the tending process has been complete, and we end the call, we're gonna go ahead and stop the recording. And then this way we can turn on the video sharing feature and we can then share any who choose to share your findings and just kind of get more on a personal level with each other. We'll do that after the recording has stopped. So today's SWB process is tending our communities and will be led by SWB community leader, Nancy Langston. So welcome to the call, Nancy.
Thank you, Amanda. I've been a part of Shamanism Without Borders leadership group for about a year now, and I love it. I tend to work in with land and water. I live in Colorado in the mountains, and my focus tends to be very focused on the natural community. But I love this work, and I love the group, and I thank you all for joining us today. I want to talk for a minute before I open the space, before I open the directions, about the importance of being neutral as we journey today or whenever we do shamanic work. It's very important to stay open-hearted and neutral and throw our ideas and opinions about what we're going to do and what's needed out the window. Your guides, our helping spirits, know much better than we do how we can best help. So I'd ask that you do that when we start today. And whenever I'm preparing to tend the earth or a community of people or anything, I always remember a story I heard years ago about a village that was suffering through a drought that had lasted for months. And they finally sent word to a well-known shaman asking for help. And they asked the shaman to come and break the drought, help them break the drought and bring rain. The shaman agreed to come. But when the shaman showed up, she simply went into a hut on the edge of the village and stayed out of sight for 3 or 4 days. And the villagers had no idea what was going on. She wasn't doing anything with them, and she wasn't out where they could watch, so they had no idea what was going on. But after 3 or 4 days, one morning it began to rain, and the villagers all run outside and they're rejoicing. They haven't seen rain in months, and they're so thrilled and they're so happy. They're all rejoicing, and the shaman finally appears out of the hut, and the villagers ask her, how did she do it? How did she make it rain? And she says she was simply working with her own energy for the last 3 or 4 days. She was trying to get her own energy back into balance. I always remember that story, and when I'm trying to throw aside my own agendas about what I think of a river needs or a piece of land or a community of people, that it may be that I just need to get myself back in balance. So some of you may be asked to do that today. Others of you may ask your guides, and they may tell you to simply sit with the land where you live. Or you may be guided to do a ritual on behalf of the people in your community. You may be guided to work with other parts of your community, the animals or the plants or the insects or the trees or the land or the water. Trust your helping spirits. There's 1,000 different possibilities for what you may be asked by helping spirit to do. So try and stay open-hearted as we go into the journey and neutral. Our helping spirits know what's needed and know how we can best help, and try and keep that in mind. That's all I would ask. All right, so let's go ahead and open the directions. We're going to do one journey today. You're going to go in and ask Spirit how you can help tend your community. And you can also do the work while we're in journey space. So we're just going to go in for about 12 to 15 minutes, but let's open the directions before we begin. I call on the north and the energies of the dark, of midnight, of winter. I call on the south, the energies of the noonday sun and summer. I call on the east, the energies of dawn and spring. And I call on west and the energies of sunset and autumn. I call on the above and the below. Mama Earth below, Papa Sky above. And from this container, we call on our helping spirits, animal allies, guides, and guardians. And I ask that you now call in yours. We ask them to join us. First of all, we thank them for all their help and guidance and protection and love over the months or years that we've worked with them. And we ask them to be with us today. And we call on Hawk and Polar Bear, who are the animal allies of Shamanism Without Borders. And we ask them to join us and help us guide us today. And from this sacred container, we're going to journey. Like I said, I'll give you a couple suggestions on things you can ask. How can I best serve my community during these turbulent times? I mean, we are living through crazy, chaotic, turbulent times on multiple levels. So you could just simply ask, how can I best serve my community? You can ask for guidance or healing for yourself so that you may serve your community in a more effective way. You can ask earth and sky to guide you and how you can serve your community. There's, like I said, 100 different ways. They may respond to that question. There's probably 100 different ways you can ask that question. But basically, it's about how can you tend? How can you serve your community? And that's community in the broader sense, the entire community of planet Earth. All right. So like I said, we're gonna journey for about 12 to 15 minutes. We'll see when Spirit brings us back. But I want you to get comfortable right now. Either sitting or lying down, take a couple breaths, connect with your body as you breathe, and then connect your body to the earth beneath you. You may want to just take a breath in and sigh as you exhale, just to release a little tension and get yourself more present, more focused on the work. And I'm going to do some guided imagery. I'm going to lead you into the journey. If you're a very experienced journeyer and you've got another way to get into journey space, go for it. But for those of you that want it, I'm going to lead you in. All right, so let's begin. You find yourself in a forest. It's an old, ancient forest. There's giant trees towering all around you. You hear bird song in the distance, but other than the breeze through the tops of the trees, it's relatively quiet. And you see a path in front of you. And you walk down that path, and you're asking your helping spirit, and your allies, your guides to come to you. To help you with this journey, you're asking how you can best tend to your community as you walk forward. In front of you, you see like the side of a cliff, the side of a rocky mountain. And in the side of that mountain is a cave. And you go towards that cave and you're helping spirits through there. Whoever's choosing to work with you today is there to greet you. And they take the lead. And they guide you in. All right, it's time to return. Thank your helping spirit. You can always come back, journey again later, and do more work or ask more questions. But for now, it's time to thank your helping spirits, your allies, and return. You come back down the path through the forest, through the trees. You return to your body. And you take a couple breaths. You wiggle your toes, stretch your arms, get all the way back in your body. And then I'm going to give you a couple minutes to write down what happened before you forget. So take any notes you want to take. And then we'll close the directions in just a few minutes. All right, you can continue taking notes or writing down notes. If you're not done, I'm going to go ahead and close the directions. We thank the North and we thank the South. We thank the East and the West. We thank the above, Papa Sky, and the below, Mama Earth. We thank elemental earth, air, fire, and water. Thank you so much for this sacred container to do this work in. And we thank our helping spirits, animal allies, guides and guardians. And we thank Hawk and Polar Bear, the allies of Shamanism Without Borders. Thank you, thank you, thank you for guiding us and teaching us, loving us and protecting us. Thank you so much for helping us do this work. All right, and now that the container is closed, we're going to have time to talk, to share if you'd like. You can go ahead and turn on your video if you... Oh, Amanda's going to stop the recording first.
Yeah, let's just close up for those that are listening to the playback. So thank you so much, Nancy, for guiding us through the process of tending our communities. Very much needed during these continued times of transition. If this work resonates with you and you are interested in finding ways to become further involved, visit shamanicpractice.org/SWB to sign up for the free online trainings, purchase the SWB guidebook, view upcoming SWB events, and more. Also, feel free to connect with our growing social media community by joining our Shamanism Without Borders Facebook group. These monthly online events are supported by the Society for Shamanic Practice, a nonprofit organization dedicated to growing and supporting shamanic communities through membership, programs, events, and donations. We invite you to mark your calendar and join us on Tuesday, March 9th at 12 p.m. Mountain for our next monthly community call to action led by SWB community leader Lisha Hengeveld and hosted by the Society for Shamanic Practice at shamanicpractice.org. So we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to share your comments through the Shamanism Without Borders Facebook group or on the audio playback webpage. And thanks again for joining us. Many, many blessings to you, your loved ones, and communities. Aho.
We will call this place our home. the dirt in which our roots may grow. Though the storms will push and pull, we will call this place our home. We'll tell our stories on these walls. Every year measure how tall, and just like a work of art, tell our stories on these walls. Let the years we're here be kind, let our hearts like doors open wide, settle our bones like wood, over time, give us breath. Give us all, give us one. A little broken, a little new. We are the impact and the glue. Capable of more than we know. We call this fixer of. With each year our color fades, slowly our paint chips away, but we will find the strength and the nerve it takes to repaint and repaint and repaint every day. Let the years we're here be kind, let our hearts like doors open wide, settle our bones like wood, over time, give us bread, give us all. Give us bread, give us all, give us one. Smaller than dust on this map lies the greatest thing we have, the dirt in which our roots may grow.